Back in March, MSU graduate Mon Hammad came back to his alma mater to give a TED Talk about a very special trip. Hammad was born to Palestinian parents in the occupied West Bank of Israel, but he grew up in southeast Michigan. As a 9-year-old, he discovered skateboarding, and in time, what began as a hobby grew into a passion that ultimately matured into a mission. Mon traveled back to the West Bank last year and made a documentary film about skateboarding, Kickflips Over Occupation. Since then, it's been screened at the Ann Arbor Palestine Film Festival and about a half dozen other venues in Europe and North Africa. Now, Mon Hammad is skating into another adventure. In a couple of weeks, he's going to Lebanon to meet with Syrian refugees who might enjoy the sport, too. Kevin Lavery first asked Mon Hammad how much his Palestinian heritage influenced his American childhood.
It had a pretty large role. Arabic was spoken at the house. We always had Arabic food. We did Palestinian customs during the holidays. And during the summers of most of my childhood, I would end up going back to the West Bank to spend time with my grandma and see my aunts and uncles. But that kind of stopped when I was about 10.
Was that about the time you discovered skateboarding?
It was, actually. So I started skating when I was 9. That's when I got my first skateboard. The two didn't happen to just fall in place on purpose. It just happened to be I stopped going as much during those summers, and then I happened to pick up skateboarding in my neighborhood as well.
So when you did go back to Palestine for this visit that you chronicle in your film, which is called Kickflips Over Occupation, why did you go? Was it a family visit? Did you go by yourself?
I actually went by myself. This was the first time I went by myself in my entire life. I happened to graduate MSU in 2014, and I had a year off before I was going to start graduate school. So I wanted to just go back and support my Arabic language skills and kind of just travel after having been away from my original home for so long. So it really was just a kind of solo trip. I had the backing and support of my parents as well, obviously, but the trip for me was very different in the sense that it was by myself.
So I take it then you packed up your skateboard that you had been using for many years in Michigan and traveled halfway around the world with it?
That is true. I put it in my backpack on the top of my suitcase.
There you go. Right at the top, right where it's important, right?
Yeah.
Did you go over there hoping to spark some sort of a mission, or did you just figure, well, I'll just do some skateboarding while I'm over there, and you happened to discover that it was a very vibrant scene in Palestine?
I had no intentions of ever actually seeing skateboarders. For me, it was just I knew I would be bored sometimes in the small village that I was studying, so I just wanted some sort of outlet. Because for me, even in undergrad, I used to skate a couple times a week just to kind of relieve stress. So I knew that I wanted to just bring that. And when I was in the village is when I would randomly find these skaters, which if you've ever been to this village, it's a small Christian village in the West Bank. You're not expecting to see a skate scene there. So it was very surprising when I did. It kind of just fell into place. And that's when I was learning about the skate scene, and I would speak to these kids, and they would kind of give me their background and the background of how skating started and all of that.
We have a clip from your film. This is you explaining kind of the essence of skateboarding.
Skateboarding as a sport is very disobedient in essence. I mean, when you think of your prototypical skater, you think of a tenacious, strong-willed rebel trying to raise hell, right? Well, skateboarding in Palestine is sending that message. It's sending a message to the occupier and the world. It's a refusal of the status quo. It is showing that no amount of soldiers, no amount of checkpoints, no wall, no army can keep us quiet and in place. No one in the world expected or expects Palestinians to skate. So when a group of kids reveal that instead of throwing rocks at a clash with Israeli soldiers and risking their lives, they're instead throwing down kickflips in Ramallah, I mean, that's powerful.
So a very different mentality for a skateboarder in Palestine. Here in America, it's a sport, it's fun, it's a pastime, it's something that you're passionate about, but it goes to a whole deeper level in a place like Palestine then.
Yes, that is very true. I think there's a dichotomy between it. So the way that I use skateboarding is very synonymous with how they're using it in one aspect. I mean, they're using it to relieve stress and interact with their peers in one way. But for them, it's also this sort of resistance. The resistance mentality gets kind of grouped together with skateboarding because for them, it's so difficult to even get a skateboard. And it's so easy for them to kind of go into these different paths that are definitely violent and not so crucial to their lifestyle. I mean, they can go to protests, they can go to demonstrations, and all of these outlets are easily accessible for them. But for them to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go travel to a different country to get a skateboard because they're not in my country. I'm going to do all of these tasks just to get a skateboard and hang out with my friends. I think for them, it's a call for resistance. And for them, it's a nonviolent way for them to seek this kind of more normal lifestyle that me or the hundreds of thousands of skaters in the U.S. kind of have.
I'm speaking with Mon Hamad. He is a Palestinian-American skateboarder who grew up in Michigan, born in Palestine. He is a documentary filmmaker who has made a film called Kickflips Over Occupation about the skateboarding scene in Palestine. Now, though, Mon, you are heading off to Lebanon in a couple of weeks, and you're working with a group called ANERA, American Near East Refugee Aid. How did you get involved with them? How did that opportunity come up?
So I'm studying for my master's right now in George Washington University, and I'm studying for international affairs. So the summer between my first and second year is an opportune time to kind of go get the practical training and skill sets that I inevitably will want during my future career. So I reached out to some people I know in the D.C. area, and they welcomed me to kind of partake in this volunteering experience in Lebanon, which is basically going to be an attempt to assist the Syrian refugees who have inundated the Beirut area and the Lebanese country. So it's kind of just an experience that I want to do to solidify my eventual career, and it's also going to be kind of the stepping stone into my trip in Beirut because I will be taking Arabic courses after the experience as well.
Is there a real difference in your mind between what you're learning in college versus what it's really like to make a personal connection with someone in another country?
I think that's definitely true. We spend a lot of time learning about international relations theory or economics or driving factors or indicators and all these key words that kind of make sense when you're writing proposals or things along that line. But the human connection is really lost when you're not on the ground and you're not speaking to people or realizing the lifestyle they live and understanding the bigger picture. And I think for me, when I went back to the West Bank, that was really a really important moment where I understood just one aspect, like the story of the skateboarders really allowed me to understand a completely different side of Palestinian livelihood just from interacting with these kids.
Absolutely, and that actually transitions nicely, Mon, to the next clip I'd like to play. This is a few of the young Palestinian men that you interviewed for your documentary, and in this part of the film, you asked them what they think they would be doing if they didn't have skateboarding in their lives.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Just hanging out in the streets, doing bad things. Like, this is how guy, like, if, like, the youth in Palestine have a lot of energy, but nothing just to spend the energy on. But once they found their hobby or something to express themselves, this energy gets used in good things. But if he didn't find it, he uses it on bad things like drugs, robbing, stealing, problems,
protest,
fighting.
Demonstrations.
Yeah.
So when you go to Lebanon, are you expecting to kind of run into the same perspectives?
I think the stories of these kids and these people who are fleeing are definitely going to be drastically different. I mean, in my eyes, I see skateboarding as a very positive tool for any of them. The outlet factor of it is very crucial. I think even if it's not skateboarding, having a positive recreational outlet is a priority, especially for people who are marginalized or feeling the sort of distress from fleeing a conflict zone. But I also think that the urban atmosphere of a refugee camp or a place like Beirut also is a really awesome place to get skateboarding started up. You know, the setting of where these people are going to be is going to be very conducive to having a lively skate scene. And the beauty of skateboarding is it's not only a group sport, but it's an individual sport where you're allowed to self-develop on your own terms. You can say, listen, by this next week, I'm going to have to learn this new trick. And it gives you the confidence and the self-esteem release and sort of just the wherewithal to forget. And I think that's very important for the situation that these kids are going to live in. So I'm going to bring my skateboard to Beirut, definitely. That's 100% going to happen. And I hope that I can stumble or fall in line with finding skateboarders that are there. And if not, I'm going to try to do whatever I can to support it.
Man Hamad is a Palestinian-American skateboarder who grew up in Michigan, and he's also a documentary filmmaker. His film is called Kickflips Over Occupation, about skateboarding in Palestine, and now he is set to go to Beirut, Lebanon, in a couple of weeks to meet with Syrian refugees who perhaps are also as interested in skating as he is. Man, this sounds like a great project. Best of luck. Be safe over there, and let us know how this comes out when you get back.
Definitely.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery. Thank you.